The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Stephen A. got us started. It is playoff weekend. Six games, fellas. Fire it up. What's going on, everybody? Welcome into First Take. Stephen A. Smith, first of all, let me say to you, thank you for holding it down yesterday. Holding it down, hosting, debating, all that. Max, solid as usual. Stay low, keep firing. But I got to say one thing, Stephen A., about Ryan Clark. One sec, Stephen A. Ryan, you and my husband, what's the deal? It's like a new haircut every day. Every time you show up, I never know who's going to come downstairs.
Well, see, Molly, this is what you have to understand, Molly. When you do have a hairline, okay. You have a hairline that can change and grow back, you can change your hairstyle. When you don't, you got to stick to the same haircut you've been rocking since, quite frankly. And so I think that's why you hear a little bit of the hate you've heard from Stephen A. about my new haircut.
Well, oh first of all, goodness. You don't need to good, look right? all, you don't need to look all mean, looking like you got a unibrow because your forehead is you got the wrinkles on top, looking
it,
all mad. It was a compliment, number one,
it.
With your damn Christmas shirt on. With your damn Christmas shirt on. That's number one. Number two, Molly, as usual, the yellow is slamming, but I got a complaint. Don't you ever leave me in that position again. Don't you leave me, girl. You keep your chin. I don't want it. You keep your
Stephen
chin,
A.
and I'm going to stay in
honestly,
my chin. Okay?
I was already, full disclosure, I wrote the show, hair, makeup, the whole thing, and it was technology issue, internet down in my area, unfortunately. But you guys really held it down. I watched the entire 2 hours. Max, both of you, it was obviously a very serious show, and I appreciate
it. Hey, Max.
So, all right, let's get to it, though. Hey, we're having fun today.
Hold on, Molly.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Max, fix your tie just a little bit, even it out, and push it a little bit to the left.
See, he's still hosting, Molly. He did a very good job, but he's still hosting. He's doing a wardrobe.
Yeah,
he's doing
I see it. Yeah, I'm taking over now, Max. Always looking GQ, Max. Stay consistent. All right, guys, we start with Tampa at Washington. So here's the deal. Tom Brady and the Bucs taking on the 7-9 NFC East champion Washington football team. Alex Smith is listed as questionable. This one is Saturday night. Stephen A., what do you think? Does Washington have a shot to actually beat Tom Brady and this Bucs team?
What? I mean, should I go to Max first? I think I should go to Max first on this one. I want to change course just a little bit. Max, can I get your answer first, please? Because I got to wait to give mine. Can you do that for me, Max?
The answer is no. Of course, they don't have a shot. They shouldn't. I mean, this would be a monumental upset and a terrible stain for Tom Brady and the Bucs. The Bucs have been playing their best football as the season wound down. They were ramping up. Does that have a lot to do with Tom Brady's leadership and experience? Absolutely, I believe it does. My hat's off to him. He had a remarkable season. And they are peaking at just the right time. It's an 11-win team. They stopped the Packers early in this season. They beat the brakes off the Lions. I mean, you know, like when you put a good team in front of them, they could win. When you put a bad team in front of them, they could stomp them out. Meantime, they're playing a Washington team. A Washington team that is sub 500. Guys, the only reason they have 7 wins instead of 6 wins is because Peterson didn't kick a field goal and then took Jalen Hurts out of the game. Otherwise, they'd probably be playing the Giants right now. The Washington football team is lucky to have 7 wins. Now, Alex Smith has been a great story. I guess it'll be a big story if he plays. This is a team without a true quarterback who you'd want leading a team on a Super Bowl run. No offense to Alex Smith, who's had a remarkable comeback. But come on, guys, given age, injury, the whole thing. And it's not like Alex Smith was ever Tom Brady. And you don't have your young quarterback who you drafted to be your franchise guy because you got rid of him. This is a team that sure, they can play some defense. And yes, they laughably get a home game. But this is a season where home field doesn't mean much for the most part. No, the Bucs are big favorites here. And they absolutely will win. And if they don't win, that is a monumental upset.
Well, listen, when we talk about whether or not they have a chance to answer that question directly, I'm going to say yes, for one reason and one reason only, that front four and their ability to get to the quarterback. Tom Brady has been sacked 21 times this season in 16 games. The Washington football team has 47 sacks on this season. Chase Young, your captain on the defensive side of the ball, even as a rookie, he's got 7.5 sacks. Montez Sweat, he's got about 9 sacks. Kerrigan's got about 5.5 sacks. We know that this team can get to the quarterback. What is the Achilles heel? Molly and Max, you should know this better than anybody, because the only reason y'all were able to beat Tom Brady in the two Super Bowls you faced them when you had Tom Coughlin as your coach was because you had a front four that got to Tom Brady. Mm. That's the only reason. And so what we've recognized throughout the years watching Tom Brady, regardless of his greatness, his 6 Super Bowl rings, his 9 trips to the Super Bowl, et cetera, the one thing that has him tap dancing in the pocket, like the late, great Gregory Hines, God rest his soul, is the fact that you've got a front four that can get to him. It's the only thing that seems to really neutralize and negate him. You can have an elite secondary. You can have a big-time offense. You can have linebackers that can drop back into the secondary, or could even get to the quarterback or whatever. But when you have a front four that doesn't necessarily need to blitz in order to make you considerably nervous, that has been a problem and an Achilles heel for Tom Brady, and we've witnessed it because we saw him lose 2 Super Bowls because of it. That's the only chance the Washington football team is going to have. Do I think it's going to be good enough? No, I would bet my money on it. But to answer a question as to whether or not they have a chance, considering their strength is their ability to get to the quarterback, to make him tap dance, to make him nervous, to put his behind on the ground, to put a hat on him. This is what they do. That's the Achilles heel for Tom Brady. I believe, based on that reality, you can't definitively sit up there and say the Washington football team doesn't have a chance when they've got a front four like they have.
Yeah, you heard Bruce Arians say. Bruce Arians says it's championship or bust. If we don't get the ring, you bring Tom Brady to Tampa Bay to get the ring. This is not a let's build for the future of Tom Brady. What, are you trying to win it when he's 50? No, they're trying to get it right now. And when you ask, okay, does the Washington football team have an opportunity to win this game? Yes, they do. But that's just the puncher's chance. And Max knows when you have a puncher's chance, sometimes you got to put yourself in harm's way. They're going to have to bring pressure. They're going to have to show physicality. They're going to have to be all out and heading and going to get Tom Brady. But that's it, right? It's going to take about, you think, 27 points normally to beat Tom Brady in a playoff game or to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in this playoff game. If it gets to that, if that's what it takes from the Washington football team, they can't compete in that arena. They can't go win a shootout against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So it's going to take Payne. It's going to take Sweat. It's going to take Young. It's going to take Kerrigan. All of these people are going to have to be in Tom Brady's face. But most importantly, Allen and Payne have to rush up the middle. What is Tom Brady? Tom Brady is a guy that likes to step up into pocket, move sideways, create lanes to throw, and push the ball down the field to these wide receivers, whether it's Godwin, Gronk, Antonio Brown. They can't allow that. They have to get the ball out of his hand quickly, and they have to hit Tom Brady every single opportunity that they have. That's the only chance that this team has to win. They have to turn the ball over, maybe score themselves, and more than anything, not give up big plays. That's how you let Alex Smith get an opportunity to score enough points to win this game.
Every football team has a strength, and the football team, you know, the Washington football team has guys up front, especially Chase Young, who can get after the quarterback. Well, of course, I mean, like, you can't win even 7 games if you don't have any strengths. By the way, what is that strength playing into? Is the O-line a weakness for the Bucs? No. The O-line is one of the Bucs' many strengths. They do a very good job protecting Tom Brady. Does Tom Brady get rid of the ball fast? Yes, he does. Has Tom Brady been much more accurate this year than he was last year? Yes, he has been. Does Tom Brady have weapons? Only everywhere you look, it's an embarrassment of riches on offense. You also have the head coach in Bruce Arians, who seems to push all the right buttons with Brady and this team throughout the year. Every time the media played it up into a controversy, in fact, if you looked closely, Arians knew when to push Tom Brady's buttons and get the team motivated and Brady motivated with public criticism. He knew when to back him up. He knew when to kind of make the offense more what Tom Brady wanted. This team is, in addition to protecting the quarterback and doing all the things I just said, peaking right now against the Washington football team that, as I said, was lucky to beat the Eagles, who weren't even trying to win on the last game of the season, the Washington football team can't win this game.
Well, Max Kellerman, first of all, before you go on your soliloquies, why don't you try not lying to the American public? Every football team doesn't have a strength. The Jets don't have a strength. Okay? The Jacksonville Jaguars.
In the playoffs. I said if you win seven games.
There's a couple of teams that have no strength whatsoever. Zero. There are certain teams that have no strength, okay? That's why they're horrible, okay? So not every team has a strength. Man. Most of them do, but not every team, okay? At the end of the day, though, listen, if we break down, you know, the Washington football team's chances of winning this game, we all know that it's slim to none. We get all of that. We just can't definitively say none simply because of what I highlighted. The ability to pressure the quarterback to get after you is what we have raved about. People have talked about how this is probably the best front four in football, if not at the very least the NFC. So we pay attention to all of that, and we recognize what has plagued Tom Brady. And that's when he was younger. Now he's 43. So, and first of all, he couldn't move that much in the past. He damn sure can't do that now. He's still that dude. He still can get it done. He's still special. We understand that. But in terms of his mobility, they certainly don't have anything to worry about in that regard. He's a stationary target against this front four. We can't ignore that. I don't predict they'll win. But it's going to be interesting in terms of their ability to get at him and Bruce Arians' ability to protect him. We'll see.
Speaking of Bruce Arians, five words for you. No risk it, no biscuit. Bucks are favored by eight. Let's keep it moving here, guys. In the AFC, I'm never going to let that one die. I don't know why it's so funny to me. The Browns will be without their head coach, Kevin Stefanski, due to COVID. Mike Prefer will be the acting head coach. Their facility has been closed since December 30th. Five players, fellas, are out on the COVID list. Meanwhile, Baker Mayfield has not thrown a pass since Sunday due to virtual practices. Juju with a little trash talk.
Nah, I think they're still the same Browns team I play every year. I think they're nameless, great faces. Yes, they have a couple good players on their team, but at the end of the day, like, it's the Browns, it's the Browns. And that's just, like, one of those things that, you know, AFC North football, and they're a good team, but I'm just happy we're playing them again, you know, this Sunday.
All right, Juju talking that talk. Stephen A., I'm going to start with you. Stephen A. looking like brick today. He's about to murk somebody. Do you think your Baker, excuse me, can upset your Steelers?
Hell no. I'm not predicting that. But by the way, since you brought up brick in General Hospital, I will be on
like
next Wednesday and Thursday. Next Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
As brick on General Hospital. Stay tuned. Now let me get back to
what happens when you take off 17 pounds.
About this. That's right. Excuse me? What'd you say, Max?
I said, see what happens when you talk
when
take
you
off
take...
17 pounds back to back.
Well, listen, man, I got to do what I got to do, but I got to give Ryan Clark love, man. You'd be very, very proud of me. He said it yesterday, consistency. I took 2 days off, slacked off a little bit, then saw Ryan Clark talk about consistency. I got my behind right back in the gym the last
My guy.
So, you know, I heard him loud and clear. Max, by the way, you got to figure something out, bro. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway,
you know,
I can see what the
hey, Stephen A.
Pedaling away.
Stephen A., you motivated me.
Listen, here's the deal. That's right. I did motivate you, and you got on the elliptical, and you hurt your back, brother. I'm just saying, let's figure that out. Talk to Ryan.
On the
He'll
elliptical?
Help you. Here's the deal with the Steelers. The elliptical ain't going to get it done. You got to do more than that. But the elliptical ain't going to get it done. Tell him, Ryan.
Degree
listen,
of difficulty
the Steelers,
on the elliptical
the deal,
is not that serious.
Zero.
That's right. No, and you hurt your back on the elliptical. That's very bad, Max. That's very bad. But here's the deal, y'all. The Steelers would... I expect the Steelers to win. I'm predicting the Steelers are going to win. I do not believe that if they lose, it's going to be because of Baker Mayfield. I believe it's going to be because of Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. I believe it's going to be because of the Steelers' inability to run the football because they got the worst rushing attack in all of the National Football League, okay? Ranked dead last. If you go win, it's going to obviously be because Big Ben flinging that football and those five wideouts he got going with him. And I get all of that. But I don't believe Baker Mayfield is going to be the difference in this game. I believe it's going to come down to the Steelers' ability to stop the run of the Cleveland Browns. If they stop the run and they force Baker Mayfield to beat them, it's not going to happen. I'm predicting it won't happen. The Steelers will handle their business. The only other thing I want to say is that Juju Smith-Schuster, love the kid, love his promise, the whole bit. I just want him to talk a little bit less. You were dancing on a midfield and stuff like that. Mike Tomlin had to put a stop to that because the level of production wasn't up to par. You know, you're in the playoffs right now. We want to see you perform tomorrow. There's another season where you don't have 1,000 yards. Pump the brakes just a little bit. Just go out there and ball. Don't give anybody bulletin board material coming from you. Not yet.
Well, look, Juju Smith-Schuster said the Browns are still the Browns. Here's the problem. The Steelers aren't still the Steelers. If the Steelers were still the Steelers, that'd be one thing. I'd say Baker Mayfield can't upset the Steelers, but they're not. You know, the Steelers still the Steelers means guys like Troy Polamalu and Ryan Clark making you pay. You can complete the play, but you are going to take something away with you that makes you maybe a little hesitant, that takes a little of your heart away. That was the Steelers. Not just, you know, we talk about run the ball, stop the run. There ain't guys in the secondary like that anymore. And the Steelers can't run the ball. They just can't run the ball. They can't block for the run. And Roethlisberger ain't, whether he can or he can't, he ain't throwing the ball down the field, right? Maybe they're not, the offensive line's not giving him enough time. Maybe it's age and he's changed the way he's played. He's getting rid of the ball quicker, dinking and dunking. But you don't see him successfully throw the ball down the field. Where's the vertical passing game? So the Steelers are not the Steelers that we all think about. Meantime, who are the Browns? Can they pull off the upset? Am I like in crazy land here? They just played the Steelers. This is an immediate rematch, and they won. What, are we talking about a team that didn't just play the Steelers? They did. And by the way, home field, as I said, in some instances, if it's New Orleans going to Green Bay, we could talk. But for the most part, it ain't what it normally is because of COVID, right? So it's not the same. The home field advantage is not the same. And the Browns aren't going to have Stefanski. That's true. You know who they are going to have? Denzel Ward, who they haven't had. Can the Browns do it? Absolutely they can do it.
Yeah, the Browns can do it. You really give the Browns a better chance than the Washington football team. I think what starts to stack up against the Browns is not having an opportunity to practice. And then when you really dive into that, you say, well, Kevin Stefanski was able to install, to insert, and scheme for the game to finish the year, right? Week 17 was against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Much of that will be carryover. You add Denzel Ward. Maybe Kevin Johnson comes off the COVID reserve list, so you get some other pieces. But think about this, guys. Mike Prefer is going to have to be a head coach for the first time ever in his career, and he didn't get a week of practice. He didn't get to have the guys in the building. They didn't get to feel the way that he moved around as the head coach, the way that he moved around as the decision maker. Alex Van Pelt didn't get to put together his offensive scheme or didn't get to have the plays he wanted and get to communicate in the way with Baker Mayfield that he will as he calls plays this weekend or Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they definitely have a shot, right? You can run the football. You can obviously stop the run when you play the Pittsburgh Steelers and force Ben Roethlisberger to beat you and hope you don't get beat over the top the way you did with Mason Rudolph in the game last weekend. But what Juju Smith-Schuster is saying is something you inherit when you become a Steeler. When you walk into the Southside facility in Pittsburgh, these are two things you know. The first thing that you inhale is, every time we play the Baltimore Ravens, it's going to be a drag-out, knockdown fight, and you got to bring your lunch pail. That's what you know. And then you think to yourself, the Cleveland Browns are just the Browns. And Juju Smith-Schuster's only been in this league 3 years, and you think back to the first game, you stump him out 38-6. You feel like you lost the last game because Ben Roethlisberger isn't playing. Is he the guy to deliver the message? No. But trust me, that's the way those dudes feel in that building.
You know,
all right, we good, guys?
No disagreement there. Oh. No disagreement there. No disagreement there. But at the end of the day, even though I feel that way, and Juju Smith-Schuster, I have no problem with him feeling that way. Just articulating it makes me a little bit nervous, but not too much. Other than that, I still haven't gotten over the fact that Max Kellerman hurt his back on an elliptical.
Bro, that's crazy to me.
I've herniated discs in my back. What do you want from me?
That's like hurting your back sleeping.
I have herniated discs in my back. Stephen A. made the comment I could take off 5 or 10. I went on the elliptical between this show and the radio show for a half hour and my back went out.
But I didn't tell you I did it during the elliptical. I didn't tell you I did it during the elliptical. I mean, he's younger than both of us, Ryan, and he's got back
issues. You
got
to crawl before you can walk,
I'm very concerned, Max. I'm very concerned. I mean, you're the youngest of the crew, and you got back problems.
I need to be on camera for a second.
I'm very concerned.
All right, two questions, Max, before we go to break. Was there any resistance or was there any incline happening?
Nope. He was just rolling.
Real story or... No, there was nothing. Right.
I just got we don't on it want. For a half we don't hour. Want. I don't want to hurt your street. I don't want to hurt your street cred.
This
anyway.
Is. Let's
this
leave is it now
there. Second this one is no joke.
First take.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. To the NFL we go. Derrick Henry and the Titans played spoiler to the league MVP Lamar Jackson and the Ravens last season in the divisional round in the same two teams, fellas. Matchup this weekend. Super Bowl champ Ryan Clark still here with us. Stephen A., you're up first. Will the Titans eliminate Lamar's Ravens again?
I'm afraid to say yes. I believe they will. I think this game is at Tennessee, if I remember correctly. You got a 2,000-yard rusher in Derrick Henry, who, by the way, ran for 133 in an overtime win against them earlier this season. Last time he faced them last year was 195 yards that he rushed for in the postseason in the playoff game against them. The Baltimore Ravens have the top running attack in football because of Lamar Jackson's ability to run the football. I don't think that's what's going to get it done in the postseason. I think he's going to have to throw it. I think he's going to be challenged to throw the football in the postseason. The Baltimore Ravens have the worst passing attack in football. They rank dead last. Now, obviously, Tennessee's pass defense isn't that great. I think they're like third worst. So it's going to be interesting to see, because if Lamar Jackson can throw the football against anybody, it should be them. But in the end, I think with Derrick Henry's ability to move the chains and run the football effectively, let's not forget that Ryan Tannehill's completing better than 65% of his passes. I'm sorry, he's got 33 touchdowns on the season. I think like 10 interceptions or something like that. He's got A.J. Brown and Corey Davis and those boys. I think they're vastly underrated in certain respects in terms of what they can do offensively, even though Baltimore Ravens defense is real. Make no mistake about it. They are real against the pass, against the run, and all of that stuff. Their kryptonite has been Derrick Henry. They're going to focus on that. They're not going to be able to focus but so much on Ryan Tannehill. I think he'll have an effective evening, and I think they'll dare Lamar Jackson to throw the football. And he doesn't have a surefire, bona fide number one to really fling that football all over the field. I hope I'm wrong, because I'm really rooting for him to win this game. As much as I love Derrick Henry, I'm still rooting for Lamar Jackson to win this game. But I don't think that they're going to do it. I think overall, in the end, particularly come playoff time, Tennessee is more tested. They're more tried than tested. They're the better team. I think they win this game.
Yeah, well, you're right about this, Stephen A. If Lamar Jackson had one more playmaker on offense, they may be real Super Bowl threats, and maybe they will be anyway. Let's see. But the question as to whether Lamar's going to get eliminated for the third consecutive year in the playoffs, I think the answer is no, he's not. I think he's going to get it done this time. First of all, Wink Martindale has, you know, a job here. And you're right, they're going to focus on Derrick Henry. You got to stop Derrick Henry, because that's the key to their offense. Not that Tannehill is not excellent. He is. But it all starts with Derrick Henry. Now, can he do it? Well, here's the encouraging thing. He ran for 130-something in an overtime win. That means it's a close game. against the Ravens earlier this season. He ran for almost, around 200 million yards last year in the playoffs, so at least that's trending in the right direction. I think Lamar Jackson is good enough and has gotten better enough in these situations to get this done. And I'll give you a key reason in a second. First, let me say, first playoff game he ever had in the first half was as bad as I've ever seen a quarterback look in any playoff game, his first half. His second half, he was much better. Still not good enough, but you could see he was adapting quickly. He's very young in that playoff game, got his feet wet and adapted quickly. In his next playoff game last year, he wasn't the reason they lost. He put up big numbers. He didn't have a great game, but it was much closer to, oh yeah, that's Lamar Jackson, than it was in his first playoff game. He's trending in the right direction. And then finally, guys, the first game this season that they played, as you said, overtime, it's a close game. What does Lamar Jackson have to do in this game? He needs to be Tom Brady. And how do I mean Tom Brady early in his career with the Patriots? Tom Brady, in these close playoff games, would get his team close enough that a great field goal kicker could win it for him, right? That was a lot of it, a lot of the time. Who's the best in the business? It's Justin Tucker. Do I think Lamar Jackson can keep this game close enough and get his team in position for Justin Tucker to kick a field goal late in the game to win it? I certainly do. And in fact, I think that's what's going to happen. I'm picking the Ravens.
Man, you know what's crazy? Like, you start thinking right now, my mind's running back to last year's game. My mind's running back to Derrick Henry on the right sideline with Earl Thomas coming to tackle him, and then Earl Thomas ending up as Derrick Henry's lead blocker. That keeps replaying in my mind, and I keep thinking to myself, this is Derrick Henry time, right? This is when Derrick Henry gets going. You go back to last week, he has to get 240. He goes out and gets it against the Houston Texans, and we saw him start that trend last season. And so it's not about stopping Derrick Henry. If you go back to the Tennessee Titans-Baltimore Ravens playoff matchup last year, Ryan Tannehill didn't throw it a lot, but he threw it extremely effectively, right? He was extremely accurate. He hit big plays downfield. The Baltimore Ravens understand how they'll be attacked, but make no mistake about it, last year wasn't just on Lamar Jackson. And here's the biggest problem I have about when we talk about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson was the fifth quarterback picked in the 2018 draft. The Ravens actually moved back into the first round to get him. In that draft, Baker Mayfield was first, Sam Darnold was next, Josh Allen went seventh, and then Josh Rosen. There's only one quarterback from the 2018 class that we judge based on playoff wins only. Why are we happy about Baker Mayfield? Oh, because he made a playoff, right? We're happy about Josh Allen because now he's ascended into the MVP conversation. You know who been made a playoff? Lamar Jackson. You know who already won the MVP? Lamar Jackson. You know who's trending in the right direction in playoff games? Lamar Jackson. And I think this is the week he gets it. He talked about it a little bit this week saying, I hear it. I try not to internalize it, but there's a lot of players that have played a lot longer than me who haven't won playoff games. And what I heard from that is, my time is coming. My time is now. I understand I have to stop that narrative, but I got to stop that narrative being me. And that's what we've seen since the Tennessee Titans matchup this season. We've seen Lamar Jackson be Lamar Jackson, be the best athlete on the field with the football in his hand. Greg Roman understands that. And for that reason, the Tennessee Titans will lose to the Baltimore Ravens.
Sounds nice. Really does.
Sounds right.
When I think about J.K. Sounds right. Dobbins. Ryan Clark, there are a few games you got wrong this year. Let's not act like we're infallible and flawless. You've gotten a few games wrong this year, my brother, okay? We'll find out whether or not you're right. But in the end, I will say Lamar Jackson, J.K. Dobbins, and those boys, I expect them, we can't sneeze at their running attack. But who you going to throw the football to? You got the worst passing attack for a reason. And maybe it's not Lamar Jackson. Maybe it's the inability of dudes to get open. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. I would defer to you, Ryan. I'll listen to whatever you tell me with that one. I don't know the reason why, but I know they rang dead last with their passing attack. And I know that Lamar Jackson was quoted as saying this was a problem we needed to fix in like week four or five, and they still haven't fixed it. 11 games later. So I'm looking at it from that perspective, and I'm saying I'm supposed to believe that suddenly this weekend against Tennessee, with Derrick Henry, and you come into his house, all right? And Ryan Tannehill is nothing to sneeze at. I'm supposed to believe that suddenly we going to see something different. Now, if you're going to run the football all day, I stand down because we know what he's capable of running.
They can run it, and they can play defense.
But in terms of flinging that football, I don't know. I don't know.
Stephen A., they can run it. They can play defense, and they can kick field goals. And, you know, as I said, if Lamar Jackson, he doesn't have to be the greatest passing quarterback ever. He has to be competent when they need him most in high-leverage situations. I believe he can do that. Look at the trajectory of his career under pressure.
Well, let me answer that, and then I'll leave Ryan with a last word. What I will say is this. Against conventional teams, sure, because obviously you got a secondary and you can get at the pass in. We got all of that. Here's the problem. We're literally talking about somebody in Derrick Henry that is their kryptonite. That's what I'm saying. When we think about the Baltimore Ravens, we look at them against almost anybody else outside of the Chiefs and we're like, all right, let's go. We'll see. But against Derrick Henry, he just methodically wears you down. And all the skill in the world can't give you that. That's like asking That's like asking Max to get on a Peloton. I mean, that just might not work. That just might not work, Ryan. I mean, if you can't handle the elliptical, what you gonna do with a treadmill or a Peloton? I just don't know. I mean, I'm not knocking you. I'm just saying. I mean, if you can't handle the elliptical machine, what are you supposed to do with the other stuff? You see what I'm saying, Ryan? You see what I'm saying?
Stephen A., first off, Stephen A., you are knocking him. And secondly is this. Derrick Henry's everybody's kryptonite. When you rush for 2,000 yards, that means nobody tackles you. Here's what I'll say. It's going to be about, can you contain Derrick Henry enough to make Ryan Tannehill work for it? And you keep saying that Lamar has to be a great passer. He doesn't. He has to be Lamar Jackson, and he has to be efficient and extremely competent in the important and critical moments, and I expect him to be.
Molly, two games against the Houston Texans, Derrick Henry ran for 465 yards in two games against Houston this year.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, I get where you're coming from because obviously Baltimore's not Houston.
He ran.
And he got a lot of yards.
He ran for 390 against the Ravens two times, but the Ravens are still favored by three. Max, just keep your core tight and push through your heels. It'll work your glutes.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Two-time national champion Heisman Trophy winner, our friend Tim Tebow with us now. Tim, always good to see you. Happiest of New Year's. And obviously, you know I want to ask you about Monday night, the big national championship game down in Miami. I know you're going to be there. But first, I want to ask you this. It is playoff weekend. We're very excited about that as well. What's one of your favorite playoff memories?
I'll tell you, I have a lot of great memories from this weekend a few years ago, and I'm not sure if Stephen A. Smith will be smiling as much as me with watching, you know, some of the highlights from years past about it, but I remember that everything was on the line, and it was so much fun, and the wild card weekend, it's just one of the craziest weekends in sports, and hey, Stephen A., you can smile. It's okay. It was a long time ago, man. We can still celebrate it, you know, but you don't have to frown. It's all right. It was a while ago. But I'll tell you what, I remember when I saw both those safeties came up.
Who did that come against?
I was thinking.
Who did that come against, Tim? I forgot.
What team did that come against?
I think it was the Steelers.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen A.,
we're the Steelers, Stephen A.
Stephen A., we're friends now, man. It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
Listen. I'll never forget. That's one of the most grating experiences of my professional career. I literally collapsed on a living room floor, and I laid there face down for almost 2 hours. I did not want to move. I did not want to come to work the next day. First of all, to lose to this guy, a pass to third and eight, and ended up in an 80-yard touchdown pass to Demaryius Thomas. I still have not forgiven Ike Taylor for that. I've held it against Ike Taylor all of these years. I know I have to let it go. I know I have to let it go.
What do you mean, lose to this guy?
I have to be a kind man. I get it, but I have never.
Ooh, that's
I'm like,
pretty
listen, because I swore he was gonna lose. I swore he was gonna. I was like, there's no way in hell Tim
Don't
Tebow
ever count out
is
Tim
beating
Tebow.
My Steelers. It's not gonna happen.
I love that it's he's 9 years friend. Later and he's still friend. Taking shots. Lose to this guy.
Listen. He's my friend.
Yeah, come on.
He's my friend. I love Tim Tebow. So I will say this, because I love Tim Tebow so much, and it was a long time ago, I'm going to try to let it go. Maybe sometime in the near future, I'll finally be able to let it go with Ike Taylor. I'll finally be able to forgive him. I've had no desire to ever see the man or talk to the man in life, Ike Taylor, because of that one play. I haven't.
Well, you need to just give Demaryius Thomas a lot of credit. It's not just on Ike Taylor. Demaryius made a heck of a play. That's an amazing play.
But damn it, Ike Taylor's job. It was Ike Taylor's job to stop that play. It was his job to stop
so
it from being
Tebow.
A great play by Demaryius Thomas, okay?
My goodness. All right. Well, this guy won two national championships, played two professional sports, Heisman Trophy winner, handsome, motivator of men, total package, Tim Tebow. And now you're an analyst with college football, so let's go there now. Okay, Monday night down there in Miami, which players do you think are going to have the biggest impact? Because there's a lot of household names.
Listen, I think it's Justin Fields, either good or bad. I think Justin Fields is going to have the most on him. I think he's going to be asked to have another amazing game from the pocket. But then I also think that he has to have an amazing game with his legs and his athletic ability. I think what we also need to remember about Justin Fields is he's not only a great quarterback, he's one of the most elite athletes on the field, period, out of all positions. He's a 4-4 runner, he's a 500-pound squatter, he's a great athlete. And I hope that he's healthy, because I think that is a key for this game for Ohio State, for them to be in it, is he has to use his arms like he did, but he also has to use his legs because of the way Alabama's defense is going to play him.
Let me tell you something, man, okay? That last part you brought up is where the problem begins. That shot he took from Skelsky, okay, that, by the way, I didn't think the man needed to be ejected for the second consecutive year from the, I mean, what the hell is he supposed to do? His arms are out. I mean, what is he supposed to do? Be like the Men in Black movie where your head shrinks into your body so you don't lead with your head or something? His arms were out, for crying out loud. How are you going to eject him from that game? College football sometimes gets on my last nerves with that nonsense. But I'll tell you this, Justin Fields' ribs were pretty hurt. Now, the man can throw. He's athletic. We get all of that. But you know where I'm going, Tim. Who's he going against? Alabama. Guess what? I don't care what he does. It doesn't matter. He's going down, okay? The Crimson Tide, Nick Saban and the crew, Mac Jones, who's going to be a first-round pick. I hope he falls to the Steelers, by the way. I hope the Steelers grab him. He last lady gets picked up by the Steelers, because we know Ben Roethlisberger's on his last leg. Najee Harris running the football. Devontae Smith catching the football. Let me tell you something. Ohio State is big time. I have mad respect for them, but Justin Fields is not 100%. And those dudes are Alabama. All day, every day, wins the national championship Monday night. That's right, I said it.
Stephen A., for all those reasons you just said, that's why I'm saying that Justin Fields has to have a huge game on Monday night, is because I do think Alabama is the better overall team, and with Devontae Smith, maybe they'll get Jalen Waddle back. Mac Jones is the most efficient, is the highest QBR in the history of the metric. This offense is the most efficient offense in history, right? Because of all that, I think you have to have an amazing game by Justin Fields to keep this thing close going back and forth.
I want to ask you about a quarterback who won't be playing. Tim, Trevor Lawrence, who is, as a best prospect, doesn't always make the best pro, often to Andrew Luck. But since Luck, Trevor Lawrence seems to be the most complete package. Size, speed, arm strength, accuracy, experience, championship, like the whole package. When you look at recent number one overall picks at the quarterback position, like, a couple of Big 12 guys, Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray, how does he stack up to those guys, do you think?
I think that Trevor has everything that you want. You just named a lot of the attributes you would want in a first pick in the draft quarterback. I think he has all of them. The other things I would add is I think that he has a lot of moxie off of the field and the way he carries himself. I think he'll be able to lead an organization. I think he has all those things. I think if you're grading him, he probably grades a little bit higher than some of the other guys. But I totally agree with you, Max. It doesn't mean that you're going to be the best quarterback. I still think that it's important what team he goes to. Is it a good fit for him? Are they going to play to his strengths? Listen, I think Dabo did an amazing job of coaching this kid, and he's been put in a great system. And I think that he should be the number one pick. But I also think it matters. The team needs to be able to protect him, to take care of him, to put playmakers around him, because it doesn't matter how good you are at quarterback. If you don't have a supporting staff around you, then you're not going to be successful. I think Trevor brings everything to the table.
Tim, real quick.
But I still think
do you think he's as – how would you compare him to Joe Burrow? I know Burrow is older and is hurt now, but how would you compare him to Joe Burrow as a quarterback prospect? Burrow beat him in the big game last year, but as a prospect, how would you compare him to Joe Burrow?
I think Trevor has way more elite talent. I think Joe Burrow right now has a little bit more of an elite mindset. Just his confidence is outrageous for Joe Burrow. And I would say if I was splitting him, I would say Joe Burrow, I'm going to give the edge to his moxie and his it factor right now. And the skill set, I'm going to give the edge to Trevor Lawrence.
Okay, watch Tim in the coverage of our Monday Night National Championship game, all of our ESPN platforms. Tim, before I let you go, I got to ask you this. What do you make of your, Stephen A., what do you make your former coach, Urban
Why
Meyer?
We watch it?
Apparently Jacksonville's, oh my goodness. Can I speak, please? What do you make your former coach, Urban Meyer, being targeted by the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Well, Molly, I think there's a lot of people that want him in college and in the NFL, and we've had a lot of conversations, and I think he's sitting there listening, but I think it'll take a right job with the right opportunity to get him. But I think the Jaguars and a lot of other teams should want him, because I think he's one of the best coaches to ever do it. And am I biased? Of course I am, because he's like a father figure to me. But I think if there's a team that gets him, that can lure him away from being an analyst and a grandfather and a dad and a husband, which he's doing a great job of doing that right now, then they're going to get a great coach who I think is going to do a great job at wherever he goes, if he goes to it, takes another head coaching job.
I will say this real quick, and I am not biased. Urban Meyer is one of the greatest coaches I've ever seen in my life. And when you see other people do this job, and then you look at his resume, it is as close to impeccable as you can get. If there's someone who deserves an opportunity, no matter which team it is him. So I wish him nothing but the best. Outside of that, as much as I love my brother Tim Tebow and watching him, after showing that Steelers highlight, I don't even know if I could talk to him for the next few weeks. I don't even know if I could talk to him right now.
Hey, I didn't show it. I didn't say roll the tape, Stephen A. That was your producers did that.
You knew
man.
What you were gonna say.
That was
you
your
told
people.
You told them to show that tape.
That was your people
blame
did
me.
That.
blame me. I'll take the blame. Tim, enjoy the game down there.
Congratulations
and get some sun
on that
for me in Miami.
Win,
always good to see you. Be safe.
Good to see you guys.